Now, going back to the late 1970s, Wisconsin's DNR has raised money for wildlife and environmental conservation efforts through selling stamps. These stamps were and still are required for hunters pursuing ducks and geese. In the 90s, the DNR added fundraising stamps for hunting wild turkeys and pheasants. And the stamps are an opportunity for Wisconsin artists to share their work. The DNR is still accepting submissions for the 2021 stamp designs. Elena Garretts is the DNR Assistant Upland Ecologist and Stamp Coordinator. Elena, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get to the art, talk about these stamps and how they work to help raise money for conservation.
Yeah, so before pheasant, turkey, and waterfowl hunters go afield, they have to purchase a stamp for the corresponding species. And these stamp funds go directly back into habitat management for those species. And they also get used for programs like education, outreach, and research.
And how big a deal is that when it comes to funding these kind of programs?
It ends up being several hundred thousand dollars per year that goes back into habitat management to create more healthy and robust populations so that hunters have more opportunities.
And where did the idea come from to, not just have a boring stamp with some letters on it, but to actually solicit designs from the public?
Yeah, so I think that we drew a little bit of inspiration from the federal duck stamp competition. They also look for art pieces that are done throughout the country. Ours is exclusive to Wisconsin residents, so it's kind of a cool way for us to promote our own Wisconsin artists, but also promote hunting and conservation.
If somebody's out there listening and thinking, yeah, I can do a good picture of a duck, how can they enter the contest themselves?
So all the rules are on the DNR website, but basically we don't limit the medium. They can do an oil painting, watercolor, pencil, anything that they want. All the rules for submission are online, but they can just send those art pieces in to me. And if they're postmarked before July 15th, they'll be entered into the competition.
And typically, response to a lot of Wisconsin artists send in their renditions?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interest in it, and this year we actually reached out to a couple of art schools within the state, and so we're getting more submissions from local artists who are also pursuing careers in art. So I think that this year we might have potential to have quite a few art pieces.
All right, so what are the different categories people who are better artists than I am could try to get their pictures on?
So the three categories are wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl, and then those will be put on the stamp, that the physical stamp that hunters can receive when they buy their licenses, but then also there's potential for them to be displayed on the DNR website and different publications that we put out, and also at the state fair.
And looking at some of the past winners, do people usually have, one majestic bird in it or flocks, or is it kind of a big mix of things that ends up getting chosen?
It ends up being a really large variety, and I think that's one of the things that's special about it. One of the cool things we've seen last year in the turkey contest was someone actually painted a turkey decoy next to a real turkey, so it simulated sort of that real hunting experience, which I thought was really neat.
Now, are you the sole judge, or who ends up making the decision from all the entries?
Yeah, I actually don't judge at all. I'm impartial. Okay. We invite people that are part of conservation groups, so people from Pheasants Forever, National Wild Turkey Federation, Ducks Unlimited, and other organizations are invited to come down and judge those pieces.
Now, if I enter and win, and I won't, but if I did, do I just get bragging rights? Is there a reward or what?
It's mostly bragging rights, but artists really use that sort of as a leverage and advertisement to sell other pieces. That's really a big feather in their cap, and you also get a commemorative plaque and sort of you might be distributed in different DNR mailings and on our website as well. So it's a lot of exposure.
And when are the seasons these stamps will be in work? What's roughly the timing of the year for the turkey and waterfowl and pheasant seasons?
So it's mostly in the fall. We have a fall turkey season. Waterfowl and pheasant hunting is in the fall, but then also it's for spring turkey season. So these stamps that we're choosing in the next couple of months will be used for the 2021 season.
And these stamps, if I'm a hunter, how much am I paying for those?
So it varies between stamps, and I don't know all of the prices off the top of my head, but it's somewhere between $5 and $10 for each stamp. It depends per species.
Now, if I've bought one of these stamps, do I have to turn it in at the end to prove I have it, or do I get to keep and collect this artwork from year to year?
Yeah, so we actually don't give out the physical stamps anymore, but you can request them at service stations, and a lot of people are really avid collectors. So there's also opportunities to buy past year stamps for collection.
Oh, cool. Okay, so if people missed in the previous years, they can catch up now. And are there opportunities to get these artworks in larger than stamp form?
Yep, but you would do that through the individual artist. So, like last year's winner, for example, he sells his copies of the state duck stamp himself.
And Elena, I got to ask: have people already been submitting their designs yet, or do they usually wait till the deadline?
Well, normally we get a lot of submissions where it seems like the paint's still drying; they're really late. but we've already gotten quite a few, so I'm hoping to get many more this year.
So we have got a. You think we got a pretty good art community here in the state?
We do. I think we're really lucky in Wisconsin to have a good art community.
Elena, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Elena Garretts, wildlife ecologist with the DNR, their stamp program coordinator. We talked to her today about this contest going on right now to submit art to be on the 2021 Game Bird Stamps. We've got a link, by the way, to the DNR's page with more information about applying. You can find that on our website at wpr.org/centraltime. If you submit for these, or if you've won, a WPR listener, you've won the contest in the past, or if you're a collector of these game bird stamps, as it sounds like some people are, love to hear from you about that. You can show us your collection, email us a picture, ideas@wpr.org, or tweet us @centraltimewpr.